morning. So let's begin sitting on the mat, closing our eyes, settling in with our breath. Allow your practice today to be a moving meditation. And allow your breath to be the thing that anchors you to the present moment. Let's drop our head down now, let it roll gently side to side. And come back to center, bring your hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity, mind, body, and spirit. With your inhale, let your hands reach into the sky. Exhale, twist to one side, parting the hands, letting them come down, and inhaling, hands back together overhead, and exhale, twisting the other way. Next inhale, reach the arms up, but with your exhale, fold forward. Lay your hands down on your mat. Step your feet back and make your way to downward facing dog. As you come to downward facing dog, step your feet up and down a little bit. Use this time to take inventory of your body. What are your needs today? What are the places within you that feel tight, yearning for an opening? Let's walk hands back to our feet, take a taste of a little forward bend, nice and gentle. Remembering as we flow today, you're welcome to adjust any and every pose to meet your own needs. Walk your hands forward again, return to downward facing dog. And lay your knees down onto the mat, sit down onto your heels. With an inhale, cross the arms, reach up onto your knees, up to the sky, opening the arms. Exhale, cross the arms, fold down. And let that flow. One more inhale, rise up and open. As you exhale, fold into child's pose, extending your arms forward, reaching your hips back, finding a resting place that's comfortable, a place you can return to as often as you'd like. Now toes again come into the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step your right foot forward. Let your left knee touch down on the ground. Inhale, reach to the sky, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come down. We'll step the right foot back. Sit down onto your feet. Inhale, rise up, reach to the sky. Exhale, fold down into child's pose. And then inhale, shoulders up and over your wrist, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower to the ground. Inhale, roll the shoulders back as you rise into cobra. Turn and look to your right. And then to the center and to the left. Coming back to center, let's push back again into child's pose. Tuck toes into the ground, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. And step your left foot forward. The right knee touches down. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come down. We'll step the left foot back, sit down onto the feet. Inhale, up to the sky. Exhale, fold forward. And take your shoulders up and over your wrist, kneeling plank. Use your exhale to lower down. Use your inhale to rise into cobra. Turn to your right. Back to the center. To your left. Back to the center and back again to child's pose. And toes into the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Walk your feet now up to meet your hands. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, bend your knees, swing your arms down and back, and swing them back to the sky. Today is the first full day of spring. It's a time of awakening. Let yourself awaken. Swing one more time. And then bring hands to the heart. Step all the way to the very front end of your mat. We'll flow through the sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach to the sky. Exhale, hips sinking down, chair pose. And then inhale, reach up again. Add a little back bend right here if you want to. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, come halfway up. Exhale, let your hands touch the mat. Step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, arms circle up. And exhale, hands come down. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with an exhale, back to downward facing dog. Take your right leg up into the sky. And let's step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, touch hands back down to the ground as you step your left foot forward. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach up, touch the sky. Here's a place to add the back bend if you want to. And then exhale, swoop down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, let your hands come to the mat. Step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, bring the hands down. The right foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. And left leg reaches for the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands again to the mat. The right foot steps to the front. Inhale to the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach all the way up. Another back bend if you like it. And exhale, plunge down. Inhale, halfway lift. And exhale, let your hands come to the mat. Let's walk our feet back and find our way to downward facing dog. Take a moment to just breathe. And let this practice be a moving meditation where your mind is grounded in the present moment. So let's begin our standing flows now. We'll start by reaching our right leg up into the sky. And then step your right foot forward as you lay your back foot flat down. Warrior one. Set a firm foundation. And then find your warrior one. Wherever it feels good for you and your body. Remember, the body is just a third of the equation. It's mind, body, and spirit. From this warrior one, keep your right leg exactly as it is. Step your left foot up and let your left leg parallel the right leg. Chair pose. And let's rise up from the chair. With the exhale, flow all the way down. Hands come down to the mat. Let's step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. So start with the foundation. Let it grow slowly. Finding steadiness and ease. And bring hands to the heart. We'll add a twist to this lunge. Hook your right elbow across your left thigh. And let's let this twist begin to spiral around to the left. In the low back, the middle back, the upper back, and even the neck as you turn your chin toward the left shoulder. Unwinding the twist, take hands to the mat, pick your left hand up, bring it to the inside of your left foot, walk yourself around to the long side of your mat. Hands come to the thighs, lifting up to stand. Inhale, reach up overhead, touch your hands. Exhale, let hands come behind your back. Link the fingers together, roll the shoulders back. Come to a nice, wide heart opening. Awakening. Slowly come up and over and turn this into a forward bend, hinging at the hips, letting your head hang down. And let your hands drop down to the ground. Walk your hands around to the front of your mat, and as you do, turn your feet and return to lunge or kneeling lunge. Let your arms open wide. Look up if you can and just take a moment. The first full day of spring. Day of promise and awakening. And then hands come down to the mat. Send your left leg to the sky behind you. Reach it up high into the air, as high as it'll go. And then bring the knee in and see if you can reach it over to your right elbow. And then back up into the air. And then bring the knee and see if you can reach it towards your left elbow. And back up into the air again. And then bring your left knee right to the center. Hold here, pulling your knee and foot into your body. And then cross that left foot underneath you over to the right. Lay down flat on your right foot, reach your right arm to the sky. And come back down and around. Unwrap that. You can either come to plank pose or you can come to plank, downward facing dog or downward facing dog with the left leg in the sky as we flow through the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog, take your left leg up into the sky. And then step the left foot forward, the back foot flat. Again, finding warrior one. A moving meditation. Meditation is about quieting the mind and listening. So let your breath anchor your mind in the present moment and listen. And step the right leg up to mirror the left leg chair pose. Rise up. Exhale, flow all the way down. Hands come to the mat. Step the left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. First a foundation, then it grows. And then we add the twist with hands coming to the heart, hooking the left elbow this time across the right thigh. Our twist will turn to the right. Unwind in the twist. Hands come to the mat. Pick the right hand up. Bring it inside the right foot. Walk yourself around to the long side of your mat. And then we'll bring hands to the thighs, lifting up to stand. Inhale, circle arms up overhead. Touch your hands above you and let them come behind your back. Fingers again linking together, rolling the shoulders back. Heart opening. Awakening. Up and over into a forward bend. And then hands come down to the mat. Walk your hands around to the front of the mat. And return to your lunge or kneeling lunge. And arms come wide open, looking up. What's ready to bloom inside of you? What is ready to awaken? Hands come down to the mat. Send your right leg to the sky behind you. Reach it up really high and tall. And then bring the knee underneath you. See if you can reach to your left elbow. And then right back up into the air. And then in and over to the right elbow. Back up again. And into the center. Holding here, breathing strong. And then crossing the right foot underneath you to the left. Lay flat on your left foot, left arm to the sky. Or sorry, flat on your right foot. And then come down and around. And as we flow through the vinyasa, you can come to downward facing dog or downward facing dog with the right leg up. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. Now let's take the right leg up into the sky. And with an enormous step forward, lay your back foot flat, warrior two. Quiet your mind and listen. Now take a little reach forward. Turn your right hand over. Stretch it back behind you. Reverse warrior. Give yourself a nice big side bend. And then cartwheel both hands around to your right foot. Hop your left foot up to meet the right. Inhale, hips and heels come down. Arms circle around, chair pose. And then rise from your chair. Exhale, float all the way down. Hands come to the mat, step the right leg back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Let's circle arms round and round. Arms reach up one more time, and then they come down to the mat. Pick your left hand up, bring it inside of your left foot. Walk around to the long side of your mat. Hands to the thighs, lifting us up. Inhale, circle arms overhead. As you do, point your toes to the corners of your mat. And then bring hands into your heart and sink down right into the center in temple pose. And take time to just listen. Straighten the legs, reach to the sky. As hands return to your heart, point your toes around to the long side of your mat again. And then take hands to your hips, pour yourself down. Hands touch the ground, walk your hands around to the front of your mat, and return to your lunge or kneeling lunge. So take the time to find the foundation for it, and then let it grow. Arms open wide, looking up. New beginnings. Hands come down to the mat, left leg to the sky behind you. Reach it up really high. And then bring the knee underneath you over to the right elbow. And then back up into the air again. And then into the left elbow. And back up again to the sky and right into the center. Find your strength. Cross the left foot underneath you to the right. Roll down onto your right foot, right under the sky. Your left foot, right under the sky. No, I guess that is the right foot. And then down and around. Either downward facing dog with both feet on the ground, or your left leg can be up and into the sky. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Left leg up into the sky. And take a great big step forward with the left foot. Back foot comes flat down, warrior two. Taste the texture of your breath. Let it keep you right here in this moment. Our lives are so busy. Our minds so busy. Find quiet in your breath. Little reach forward, left hand turns over, reverse warrior. Reaching back behind you with your left hand. And cartwheel both hands around to your left foot. And step the right foot up to meet the left. Inhale, heels and hips sink down, arms circle around, chair pose. Rise from your chair, exhale, flow all the way down. Hands touch the mat, the left foot steps back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And arms circle round and round. One more time, arms reach up, and exhaling, they come down. Pick the right hand up, bring it inside of your right foot, walk your hands around to the long side of your mat. Take your thighs to lift up, circle arms overhead, pointing toes to the corners of your mat, and temple pose, hands come to the heart, we bend the knees, we find a nice centered, grounded place here to just listen. What is awakening within you? What is bubbling up like a spring? And then straighten the legs, reach to the skies, hands come back to the heart, toes wrap back to the long side of your mat, hands to the hips, let's pour ourselves down. Hands come around to the floor. Walk your hands around to the front of your mat. Return to lunge or kneeling lunge. And when you feel steady, arms open wide, looking up. What is awakening? The world outside is awakening. What's awakening within you? Hands come down to the mat. Send your right leg to the sky behind you. Reach it up nice and tall. And then bring the knee toward the left elbow. And back up to the sky again. Knee comes in to the right elbow. And back up into the air. And then right into the center. Cross the right foot underneath you to the left. Roll over onto your left foot, left arm to the sky. Down and around, right leg to the sky or onto the mat, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. And step the right foot forward, back foot flat. Warrior one. Solid foundation. Quiet mind. Bring hands to the heart. Straighten your front leg. Take a little step in if you want to. We're going to step into pyramid pose. So again, a deep foundation with the feet. The legs are now straight and strong. Hands at the hips as we tip the pelvis forward. And just explore pyramid pose. Where does it feel good for your body? Where does it give you what you crave? What your body's hungry for? Hands touch down to the mat. Step the left foot up to join the right. Inhale, heels and hips sink down. Arms circle around. Chair pose. And rise from your chair. With an exhale, flow all the way down. Hands come to the mat. Step your right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Swing on one arm to the back and one arm to the front. If you want, you can let your lunge come up and down a little bit. Next time the left arm swings back, slip it behind your back. Take your right hand beside your left foot. Take a twist to the left. Once you've found that twist, your left arm can reach to the sky. See what you like. In the twist, pick your left hand up, bring it to the inside of your left foot. Walk hands around to the long side of your mat. Hands onto the thighs, we lift up to stand. Step into a nice foundation for a back bend. Make fists now at your low back, and as you push down through the ground, rise up into an open heart, curving back into your back bend. Slowly, carefully, the back bend rises, hands to the hips, and it becomes a forward bend as we slowly fold down. Let your hands fall to the floor. Let your head hang into gravity. Let your back relax and release. And then walk hands around to the front of your mat. Turn your feet and step back into your lunge or kneeling lunge. And when you're ready, arms open, looking up, listening. What is ready to awaken within me? And on this first full day of spring. And hands come down to the mat. Send your left leg to the sky behind you. Reach it up nice and tall as you can. And then bring the left knee into the right elbow. Back up again into the sky. Into the left elbow. Up again into the air. And into the center. Pulling knee and foot into the body. And then crossing underneath you to the right. Set your right foot flat down, right arm to the sky. Around again. For the vinyasa, leg up or down, that will be left leg. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Left leg into the sky. Let's begin our last flow. Step the left foot forward, back foot flat. Warrior one. Hands fold into the heart, the front leg straightens. You can take the back foot in a little if you want to. Let's find pyramid pose. Start it with the base. Let it rise up as strength through your legs. Hands at the hips, tip the hips forward. And just explore length now. the backs of the legs, low back, middle back, upper back. Come down to the mat, step the back foot up to meet the front. With your inhale, heels and hips sink down, arms circle around, chair pose. And rise up, exhaling all the way down. Hands touch the mat, left foot steps back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And then the arms swing, one to the front and one to the back. Next time, the right hand goes to the back, slip it behind your back, left hand beside the right foot, twist around to the right. Again, hand can come straight up into the air if you want. Find what feels good for you, for your body, for your needs. Unwind your twist, hands to the mat, pick the right hand up, bring it inside the right foot, walk around to the long side of your mat, where hands will come to the thighs, lifting up to stand. Find the foundation for your back bend, making fists, pushing down as you rise up into an open heart. Slowly coming up, hands to the hips as the back bend turns into a forward bend. And walk hands around to the front of the mat. Return one more time to lunge or kneeling lunge. And then one more time when you feel ready, arms wide open, looking up, awakening. Hands come down to the mat, right leg to the sky behind you. Reach it up nice and high. And then bring the knee around to the left elbow. Back up into the air and over to the right elbow. Again into the air, one more time to the center, holding strong. And then crossing underneath you over to the left, over to the left. Left foot down, left arm up. Come down and around for our last vinyasa, leg up or down. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling our way back to downward facing dog, where we'll lay our knees to the mat, slip our hips into the nest of our heels, and rest in child's pose. Lay yourself down and listen. Thank you. to the front of your mat. Press your hands firmly down. Curl toes into the floor, lifting hips to the sky. Stretch yourself into downward facing dog and walk your feet up to meet your hands. Nice, long, slow inhale comes all the way up. And with an exhale, hands come into the heart. And let's sip into balance. We'll start on the right foot, and let's begin today with warrior three. Reach arms to the sky, tiptoe your left foot back. When you feel long through your body, tip into warrior three. Arms in any direction. Find your way, place where you can find steadiness and ease. From warrior three, let your hands drop to the mat. Step into the standing splits. Head hanging heavy, foot reaching up. And then place your right fingertips in front of your right toes. Stand tall on your right leg as you slowly roll your hips open into half moon pose. Maybe taking the left arm to the sky. Just do what you can, or you're welcome to stay in standing splits or warrior three. And then 2 feet again on the ground. Take a moment to just move your body in any way that feels good. Let's explore that balance on the left foot, beginning again with warrior three. Arms shoot up to the sky, we tiptoe the right leg back. Feel your length and then slowly fly into warrior three. Anyway. From warrior three, standing splits, hands reach for the ground, head hanging down heavy, leg reaching up light. And then left fingertips in front of the left toes, half moon pose. Slowly going where you feel comfortable going. And 2 feet on the ground again. A moment to just move around in whatever way you feel like. Take an inhale, reaching to the sky. And with your exhale, fold all the way down. Hands come down to touch the ground. Let's walk our feet back. Lay our knees down, sliding hips into the heels. We'll return to child's pose. And let's walk our hands way over to the right. Walk your hands back to the center. And walk your hands to the left. And then back again to the center. And walk your hands now in towards your knees. Crisscross your ankles. Come to sit right over tops of your feet and actually go right down onto your back. So roll right down onto the floor. Once you find your way onto the ground, give your knees a hug. Settle in for a moment. And then drop your right foot to the floor. Cross your left ankle over your right thigh. Reach around behind your right leg and come to a reclining pigeon pose. Draw the legs in until you feel really nice letting go in your left hip. Take this time of letting go, releasing anything that holds you back from this awakening you feel inside. Long, slow, deep breaths as you allow a sweet release. And reach your right leg up and into the sky. And use your right leg to swing yourself up to sit. And once you come up, let your left foot drop to your inner right thigh. Inhale, reach to the sky, lengthening upward. Exhale, tip the hips towards your right leg and take a nice forward bend. And close your eyes. Be soft and gentle with yourself. Keep the right hand with your right leg. Take your left hand behind your back. And then circle it up into the sky and around in a side bend towards your right leg. And bring the left hand back up and onto the floor behind your left hip. Come onto your left knee and shin as you lift your hips up and reach your right arm behind you. Come back down. Grab the backs of your legs. Roll yourself onto the mat again, right onto your back. Hug your knees. Get centered. Let's drop left foot to the mat, right ankle crossing left thigh. Same thing, other side. Starting with the reclining pigeon pose, draw the legs in. Find the sweet release in the right hip. Let go of what holds you back. Reach your left leg up into the air and use your left leg now to swing you up to sit. Right foot drops to the inner left thigh. With an inhale, we rise up. Exhale, tip the hips, fold over your left leg. Nice and gentle. The left hand remaining with the left leg, right hand behind the back. Circle up into the sky and over into the side bend towards your left leg. Right hand back up and now onto the floor behind your right hip. Come under the right knee and shin, lifting hips up, reaching your left arm back behind. Come back down. Again, grab the backs of your legs, roll yourself down onto your mat, right onto your back. Hug your knees, maybe rock side to side a little. And then center your knees directly above your hips. Spread your arms wide on the floor and lift your shins up parallel to the ground. Now draw your belly in, pulling navel in deep, and using your deep abdominal strength, lower your knees halfway to the right. And then using again that abdominal strength, come up to the center and halfway to the right. And in super slow motion, go side to side. Really finding your abdominal strength, trying to soften your neck, your jaw, your collarbones. If this feels easy for you, you can do the same movement with legs straight instead of knees bent. But really see if you can find your center here. Go one more time to the right. And then one more time to the left. And come back to the center. Set your feet on the mat. Straighten yourself out a little and then give your knees a hug. And step into your choice of inversion today. If you're feeling like taking a shoulder stand, lift your hips and legs carefully up above you. Hold yourself steady. If you're feeling like taking a bridge pose, push feet into the ground, lift your hips up into the air. Find where you feel comfortable. Relax and breathe. Allow this time of listening. Now very gently, slowly, and carefully, return your body to the mat. Inch by inch, lovingly laying yourself down to the floor. And when you found yourself all the way home again, hug your knees, rock yourself like a baby in a cradle. And then set feet down onto the floor, and we'll step into fish pose. Pushing your feet down, lift your hips up, and slip your hands underneath you. Let your hips come down on top of your hands. Straighten your legs. Sit up on your fingertips, elbows tucked underneath your back. And then lay your head back and let your heart reach toward the sky. Wide open. Awakening. And carefully the head lifts and the fish pose returns to the mat. Hands come out from underneath you. Let's reach arms to the floor behind our head. Really give yourself a big stretch, end to end. And we'll begin our last twist. Take your right leg, draw it into your body, and then guide it across you to the left, rolling onto your left, the side of your left hip. Now turn your head to the right. And soften your hips, loosen your jaw, smooth out your forehead. Release your left hand, gently unrolling the twist. As you come back onto your mat, give yourself a moment to straighten out a little bit and to stretch once again from one end to the other. Nice and long. And gather up your left leg. Draw it into your body. Cross it over your body to the right. And now turn your head to the left. Drop your right hand away. Let that twist unroll. Lay you back onto your mat. Straighten yourself out again. If you feel like getting something to lay over you for warmth, go ahead and do that. We've arrived now at this final relaxation. The place everything's been leading us to. Lay yourself down. Close your eyes. Tender green shoots break through the earth, and tiny buds suddenly appear on naked branches. Mountain snows melt to feed streams and creeks with their life force. And for a moment, there is a perfect balance of daylight and darkness. It is during this vernal equinox, these first days of spring, when life begins anew. The air itself seems new this time of year. Washed by rains, the palate is cleansed to be filled with the fragrance of new blossoms and fresh water and pungent soil. And like ponies that shed their winter coats, we too begin to peel off layers that kept us insulated through the winter months. It is now time to bring dreams out of hibernation. We have winter to thank for the insights gained during long, dark nights of introspection. And seeds planted then give life to ideas, wishes, and new goals. Nature adorns herself in unabashed glory at this time of year. She pulls out every color in her wardrobe, from the brightest yellow to the softest pink. And spring offers us the opportunity to shed our inhibitions, to be more bold and open to what life has to offer. Our heart wants to sing, our soul to dance, and our mind to run wild. Spring is the promise that life not only goes on, but that it begins over and over. Seeds become plants and flowers. Animals give birth to their young. Even the barren desert blossoms with wildflowers. All a tiny seed needs to sprout is soil, sun, and rain. And all we need is a willing heart. During these first days of spring, know that you are in perfect balance and give yourself the nutrients to not only grow, but to blossom in all your glory. Take a very deep breath in. A long, slow exhalation out. And take a moment now to create a meaningful closure for your experience today. Gently over onto your right side. Linger there in the afterglow of your practice. And finally, return to where our practice began. Come to sit on your mat again, offering gratitude for your practice today, for any gifts that you've received, and for anything you'll take off your mat and into the other parts of your life. And once more, let your head drop down, roll from side to side. Return to your center, let an inhale carry your arms up and overhead. Our hands meet together above us and come first to the forehead. for awakenings in our thoughts today. And to our lips for awakenings in our words. And then to our heart for awakenings in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.